And we go now to Washington and NPR senior news correspondent Juan Williams, who does news analysis here on Fridays, usually beginning with a preview of the weekend political talk shows that are coming up. Juan is a panelist for, dare we say, the Fox Network. Juan, nice to talk with you again.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Well, let's begin here, Juan. Who is going to be on the shows?
Well, on Fox that you mentioned, Alex, Senator Richard Lugar, who's head of foreign relations, will be there. He will be talking about what's going on in Iraq, as well as relations between the U.S. and Iran, and Iran's increasing bent towards gaining nuclear weapons. Then you're also going to have Donna Brazile, who was Al Gore's campaign manager in 2000, and Mary Matlin, who recently, of course, worked for Vice President Cheney, debating what is becoming a wedge issue in the campaign, stem cell research. On Meet the Press, you're going to have Republican Senator Pat Roberts and Democratic Congresswoman Jane Harman, both on intelligence committees, again talking about what's going on with the intelligence community, with the appointment of, or nomination, I should say, of Porter Goss to head the CIA by President Bush. On CBS, you're going to have Tad Devine and Matt Dowd, coming from Dowd from the Bush-Cheney campaign, Devine from the Kerry Edwards campaign, and Vanessa Kerry, who's Senator Kerry's daughter. And on ABC, you're going to have Barack Obama and Alan Keyes giving their short version of the Illinois Senate race.
So it's going to be a lot of politics. The Bush campaign has been trying to draw out Senator Kerry on Iraq this week and has succeeded. And you said that Senator Kerry had kind of fumbled it.
Well, he fumbled in a way that I think the Bush campaign has been taking advantage of, Alex. For example, he said he thought that he'd have the troops begin coming home from Iraq in about 6 months. The Bush campaign jumped on that to say, why are you telling our enemies exactly what our plans are? That's no way to win the war. It's no way to show resolve. Vice President Cheney has picked up on a comment that Senator Kerry made about trying to put a more sensitive front on American superpower status by saying that America has not won wars in the past by showing sensitivity. It doesn't take sensitivity to defeat the people who perpetrated the terror of 9/11, all that kind of thing. So he's been under attack for that comment. And what you see here is ongoing throughout the week, Senator Kerry having to respond to the initiative taken by the Bush-Cheney campaign. For example, President Bush last week challenged Senator Kerry to say yes or no if he had known more than a year ago what he knows today about the failure to find weapons of mass destruction. Would Senator Kerry still have voted to authorize the use of military force against Saddam Hussein? Senator Kerry came back this week and said yes, he would have done so. But then, of course, President Bush then says, well, look at this flip-flop. Is he for it or is he against it? Is he with me? Is he not with me?
Why answer the initiatives of the Bush campaign? Senator Kerry should be asking his own questions.
Without a doubt. And I think that was the feeling among Democratic insiders in Washington this week. Their feeling was, why did he get locked into that debate? At the same time, from Senator Kerry's perspective, you have to understand he wants to be very clear that he is thinking about how the United States should conduct this war against terrorism, and part of that being the war in Iraq. And he's saying he's thinking about it. He has ideas. He's made it very clear that he would do things differently.
Whether or not Senator Kerry has won the battle of words this week, I think it's interesting that, as Mickey Kouse reported to us moments ago, the insiders in Washington now seem to think that it's Senator Kerry's election to lose.
Well, you know, these things go up and down, but I must say, if you look at the electoral map, and in a way, you know, that's what you've got to do, Alex, and people all follow the horse race, the polls. But look at the electoral map, and when you see the horse race in terms of states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida start to shift, and in the last week or so, what you see is a real little perceptible bounce for Senator Kerry's campaign. Of course, there's a lot of time, a lot of ground to cover between now and November 2nd.
NPR senior news correspondent Juan Williams in Washington, a regular Friday guest here on Day to Day. Juan, thanks again.
My pleasure, Alex.